Let's take the scriptures and turn to 1 Timothy and chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And we will read verses 1 through 15. And God's people, these are the words of the living and true God. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for women making a claim to godliness. A woman must quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness. But I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. For it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. But women will be preserved through the bearing of children, if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with self-restraint. And those are God's words. So here we learn why we must pray for all sorts of people, all types of people. Even those, and especially perhaps those who rule over us in the civil realm, we see in verse 2. So that we may lead tranquil and quiet lives in all godliness and dignity. We pray for the nation to submit to Christ, that we would be free to worship Christ according to the word of Christ. Even of such people, God desires all people, he says, and he means, as we've seen in verse 1, all types of people to be saved. And he saves them by sending his Holy Spirit through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. Again, Paul exhorting Timothy, the pastor, concerning church life, what we do in worship and in the church. We are to pray for all sorts of people, and even our rulers. And in the church, men ought to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. And then he deals with women's apparel, it looks like, what they wear and put on, and modesty. Being verse 10, good works, godliness, which comes by humble submission to the teaching and preaching of God's word. Here, women in worship, it also says, are not to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. It's similar to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34. A woman is to keep silent in the churches. And so, ladies, your focus is to be on the hearing and submitting humbly to the Word of God. Some will say then, because of that, because of what it says here, then women ought not to sing in worship. Women ought not to pray when the pastor prays and things like that. They ought to remain silent. But this goes to the subject of singing, goes to the prophesying. And when you see the women prophesying and praying in Scripture, that's what you do when you're singing and you're praying. Because when we sing, remember we sing the word to one another. You're in a sense, prophesying, preaching to one another, Colossians 3:16. And so it's a type of preaching, you might say, and singing to one another. But here Paul's speaking to the act that elders take part in and the heralding of God's word and teaching in the church. The rationale for this is given based in creation and the fall, verses 13 and 14. Very similar to 1 Corinthians 11 and other places. And then verse 15, one that can be confusing. It says, "But women will be preserved through the bearing of children if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with self-restraint." Some of your translations will say women will be saved through the bearing of children if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with self-restraint. But we know that women are justified the same as any man, same as a Jew or a Gentile, in Galatians 3, by faith. Here it's speaking of that big picture of salvation and even being preserved in the faith and sanctification. That her sanctification, how she lives, shows forth that she is justified. And exercising faith in Christ and love to God and her husband and all the saints and all holiness and humility. And so women here at the end are being called to be faithful in your calling and your duty, patiently enduring all your crosses and trials like we heard this morning, even in the pains and struggles of bearing and rearing children. And so this chapter is, again, it is to Timothy from Paul for the sake of the church, what happens in the church, to guard the church, and then what men and women are to do in the church. And this for our good. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful that you have given us of your Son, that we are called to believe in him for our life and salvation. We believe in you, Father. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who is the great counselor and comforter, and who leads us, who guides us in all of life. And Father, we do, as the scriptures say here in this passage, we pray for our kings, our rulers, authorities over us, whether it is our parents, for the children here, or for our husbands, for the wives here. And Father, we pray also for our bosses, our governing authorities, for all sorts of people who are in a position that you have given them the place of honor and submission, and we ought to submit to them. Father, we ask that you would help us, even husbands and fathers and parents, to submit to Christ in all things. For we know that our authority as parents, our authority in any relationship, is only based in the authority that you grant to us by the Father and through the Word. And so, Father, any submission then to these who are over us is a submitting to you. For you have ordained our husbands, our fathers, our parents, our bosses, even in our governing authorities or rulers. You have ordained them to be in that position. And Father, we don't desire that authority to go to our heads, nor do we desire to usurp that authority as we are to be submitting. But Father, we ask that you would help us to do what we must do in our duty and love and joy in serving those in authority over us. Father, we know it is not easy to submit to an authority who is sinful. Our Father, make us to love to submit to You in all things. Further, we know it is not, could not be easy to lead a sinful people. And yet, Father, You through Your Son, by Your Spirit, lead us, even though we are sinful and dishonor Your name at times. Father, forgive us of our sins in breaking the fifth commandment, and help us to pray. Lead us to pray. Move within us, groan within us by Your Spirit, as it says in Romans 8:26. The words to speak, to pray, that we would turn from our sin and turn unto You in praying for those in the church, outside the church, in our families, and outside our families, even all those who submit, who have to bow the knee to Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, show us mercy. Help us to know what it means and how to do what we are called to do here in this passage that we just read. For men to pray and for women to live godly lives in humility. Help us, we know the great temptation for men and those in authority might be to see women as less than because of these types of verses in Scripture, and yet that is not at all true. Father, it is just the position that You've given and worthy of honor. Father, we ask that You would help the ladies of our congregation know how valued they are to us and how much they are needed, not only in our families, but in the life of our church. And that doesn't change because they are or are not able to lead worship or speak the Scriptures, read them in public, in the public worship of God, or preach, or teach. Father, we thank You that that is not true. What is true is that they are able to be mighty prayers and singers, as we heard this evening, but also godly servants, humbly serving Your church, even when others are seen as not serving, to step into the void where there is need. To see those needs that we often as men, husbands, fathers don't see, or even elders and pastors don't see, to help us serve one another in the church, but also outside the church, as we seek to win the lost and grow Your kingdom by Your word and Spirit. Father, we ask that You would help the men to be godly prayers in their home, before their families, and here in the church during our prayer meetings, to grow us in prayer, grow us in communion with Your Son, that this would come about, even that we'd be blessed in a greater way. And Father, may we all, again, bow the knee to Your Son, who sits on the throne, submitting to Him, sitting at His footstool and hearing Him speak. We pray that we would listen, that we would hear, and we would obey and believe accordingly. And Father, we do ask these things, pleading for Your mercy and grace towards us, but also pleading for Your glory And through these means of grace, you would grow your church. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.